Grafted roses grown in the Rocky Mountain region need protection. Temperature extremes from below zero one week to 65 degrees the next week take their toll. Desiccating winds suck the moisture out of exposed canes. Just a little insulation keeps roses alive. Roses go dormant on their own schedule. It usually takes some hard freezes for them to lose their leaves. Insulating roses too early causes problems. The mulch is a natural nesting place for little critters. Once they've nestled into the mulch, the rose becomes their prime winter food source. After a few hard freezes, the rodents have moved on to other living quarters, and then the roses are entering their dormancy. The rose graft is the most important plant area to protect. This is the bulge at the crown where the special named rose variety is attached to a hardy rootstock. At a minimum, cover the graft with 4 inches of mulch, soil, or compost. Prune long canes to 24 inches above the ground. Grafted, climbing roses offer a challenge. Some are definitely hardier than others. Research each variety on the internet or at your local garden center. If unsure or growing a less hardy variety, the entire cane needs protection. Untrellis the cane and lay it in a garden bed. This is a thorny job. Cover the canes with at least 4 inches of mulch. The live canes can be retrellised in the spring. Some grafted roses tolerate winter extremes better than others, but without a lot of research and experience killing roses, it's difficult to determine which roses are the hardiest. Generally, shrubby Floribunda roses need some protection. Most hybrid tea and grandiflora roses benefit from a lot of winter protection. Winter insulation doesn't hurt any rose. Roses on their own root are another solution. These varieties have no graft union that can be damaged. The worst case scenario is, in a hard winter, the rose is killed to the ground. The hardy root will regrow in the spring with the same flowering plant you planted. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.